This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Be shipping its nuclear waste anywhere, anytime soon. And the Goose's timber sale in the Willamette Forest has run into some potholes of its own on the road to clear-cutting more of Cascadia's woodlands. And this week, the alternative media lit up with articles on Bradley Manning and the significance of his action. David Swanson will be joining us to advocate for awarding Manning the Nobel Peace Prize. Also, the Supreme Court enters the second day of considering the right for all people to marry, regardless of gender. This time, it's DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act from 1996, I believe, which Clinton signed off on. And now we find ourselves trying to redress that particular crime against couples wishing to marry. First, this from the National Weather Service. One moment, it looks like a gentle spring morning, and the next, it's showers and a possible thunderstorm. Highs near 63 today, and the same scenario tonight with a low around 46 predicted. Tomorrow repeats the warning with a high near 59, and tomorrow night a chance of showers, the same possibility of thunderstorms, a slight chance of showers, and lows in the 40s. The alternative lunar forecast, it's a root moon in Virgo, 15 days old, still looking pretty full. Synodic forecast says that now it's a good time for root vegetables. Biodynamicists say that with a moon in Virgo, it's an earth sign, so it's a good time to sow root plants. And the sidereal side of things, weigh in with moon in Virgo, dry and barren, good time for garden maintenance. But then, of course, what time isn't a good time for garden maintenance? And that's it for both the traditional and the alternative forecasts. The internet is lit up and all a flutter with the news of recently of the CEO of Chase Morgan, Jamie Dimon, resigning and saying that bankers should, such as himself, should go to jail. It was a blistering letter that came out in Britain's financial news. Dimon said that he was tired of working in the bankrupt moral culture of finance, and he called for a criminal investigation into wrongdoing at J.P. Morgan and other major investment houses. Some of his quotes are extraordinary. The Britain's financial news said that Chase Morgan was long recognized as being less corrupt institution than competing banks such as, of course, Goldman Sachs and Barclays, and had come under fire recently for a number of trading scandals. Notably, the bank lost $6 billion on bad derivatives bets with the notorious London whale fiasco, in which, of course, no one went to prison. There were no consequences for any of those involved. But in his resignation letter, Dimon did not limit his reasoning to recent events, and he explained that he is disgusted by the behavior of investment banks during the financial crisis. Some of the quotes are amazing. This has been a story that exploded out of the weekend and then sort of recited with the new Supreme Court taking up the issue of gay marriage and other news stories that broke in the wake of Dimon's letter statement, which really blew the lid off the whole banking industry, the deregulation that has brought with it so many woes and virtually We talk about the Great Recession and, of course, the collapse of everything, but we will be feeling this for a long time into the future. A great many lives have been affected in great and terrible ways. Diamond said, "For too long I've been a witness to what I consider to be unethical and sometimes even illegal behavior." But you know what? I don't think that Diamond is going to show up at the police headquarters and turn himself in anytime soon. So from the safety of the disclaimer, he's able to issue edicts of the sort that came out over the weekend. The Fire Dog Lake's Kevin Gastola is talking to this week also about the ACLU is taking up the no-fly list. This is a first-of-a-kind lawsuit. The ACLU has filed a motion seeking a ruling from a federal district court in Oregon on the constitutionality of the United States government's secret no-fly list. The ACLU argues the list violates citizens' Fifth Amendment right to due process. Civil Liberties Union is representing 15 people and lawful residents who were prohibited from flying to and from the United States. They were not informed of why they were being put on the list. They were given no chance to clear their names. The undisputed facts show that the plaintiff's placement on the no-fly list severely restricted their liberty. Hina Shamsi is the director of the ACLU's National Security Project. And Fire Dog Lake got in touch with her and spoke with her about the case. Currently, the government claims its Loma policy refusing to confirm any information is adequate. However, again, the ACLU believes that all of the government's arguments in support of the secret blacklist fail. And we'll see about that. It's an interesting case, and it's we're going to follow that closely. And again, this is something coming straight out of Oregon. So the Supreme Court is taking up DOMA today. It'll be interesting to see what happens. The Defense of Marriage Act 1996, the federal law that defined marriage as a heterosexual union exclusively under the law, gay spouses can't claim the federal benefits available to their other married couples, including the right to file a joint tax return and receive Social Security survivor benefits. DOMA, as the law is known, is being challenged by Edie Windsor, an 83-year-old New York resident, fighting the $363,000 federal estate tax bill imposed after the 2009 death of her spouse. So we're going to speak now of David Swanson, and on the Nobel Prize for Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning's case, his significance has been in the news this past week. A great many people have weighed in on the significance of Manning's actions. David Swanson advocates for the Nobel Prize. Good morning, David.
Hi, great to be here.
Terrific. Excuse me, I didn't realize you were on the line. Yes, so the Nobel Prize for Bradley Manning. Why? I mean, I'm all for it, personally. But.
Well, he's been nominated by a group of members of parliament of a number of nations, including Tunisia, where his work is credited with greatly assisting in the overthrow of an unjust government. He's one of the nominees. The question is whether he is awarded the prize. And he is someone who has done more to resist militarism and war making by the nation that remains what Dr. King called it, the greatest purveyor of violence in the world, than anyone else, far and away. His actions in revealing to us what the U.S. State Department and military are doing in our names has had far greater effect than actions by anyone else. And these are steps that he took for exactly the right motivations, as is heard in his recent court testimony and in his earlier chat logs that have been part of the case for so long. He was seeking to inform the public of outrages performed by our government because he actually believed in democracy, not just in fighting wars for democracy. I mean, this is someone whose actions have had beneficial effect on elections in a number of countries that have assisted in nonviolent revolutions that have revealed to
us. David, hang on, hold that thought. We're in membership drive. We've gone over time, and what you just said there is really critical, because I just want to let listeners know David Swanson and others are going to be heading off to Iran in April, and we'll put all the information you need to get involved in that and support their effort to forestall what looks to be inevitable. And I want to thank you so much for advocating for the Nobel Prize for Bradley Manning, and also for your peace work internationally. Thanks so much. My guest has been David Swanson, and now it's time to go and find out how things are coming along in the membership room. And I believe that we have the extraordinary and remarkable Justin Miller out there holding it down all by himself this morning. Good morning, Justin.
Thank you very much, Chris. You're very kind. And yes, this is a privilege to pitch for Chris, because I'll tell you what, folks, I've been here a long time, and I don't think I have ever seen a more tireless volunteer who comes in every day and creates a short newscast for you out there in Radio Land. And not only that, she got us copies of this book, The Passion of Bradley Manning by Chase Madar, and we would like to put that book in your hands. $60. $60. If you could start that amounts to 16 cents a day, and you can call and get that book. 877-500-5266. It's the only way we can put this book in your hand. And please find me another media source that is talking about what Bradley Manning has done here. Talk about his courage to pay a really big price for his beliefs. Now, I don't mean this to sound cheeky, but we're asking you to pay a very small price in order to have this information, and that allows you to stand up and be counted and show your support, just like Jane from Portland calling us and renewing her membership. Nice to hear from you, Jane. Thank you so much. And John in Damascus has renewed his membership. Thank you so much, John. Now, you out there in Radioland, not the person driving behind you, not the person who lives next door, you. Won't you pay a small price to make sure the entire community, indeed the whole world, gets this information? 877-500-5266. $60 gets you a copy of The Passion of Bradley Manning by Chase Madar, and that has a retail value of $15, so that's $45 you're going to divert from the drone wars in Washington and keep right here in Portland, serving as a monument. Won't you call right now? 877-500-KBOO.
Flashpoints, military whistleblower Bradley Manning stands his ground after 1,000 days of rough confinement meant to break his spirit. We'll have an update on the latest details of his case. Also, Randy Credico with a New York City update on the battle against stop and frisk and new police killings. It's been a brutal moment. More killings by the police in New York City. We're going to watch that closely. And also, what is really going on with the U.S. and Syria? What's their role in terms of arming the so-called rebels? Take a look at that. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead in Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. This is your daily investigative news magazine. My name is Dennis Bernstein. Well, Bradley Manning is in the thick of it. He is standing against the brutality. He is maintaining his credibility based on his commitment to tell the truth to the people, believing that that can make a major difference in the way in which military policy gets carried out in secret in this country. Joining us from the Bradley Manning Support Network to give us an update is Nathan Fuller. Nathan Fuller, welcome to Flashpoints.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Well, it's good to have you with us. I want to talk to you about what's been going on lately and get an update from you. So maybe you could put it into context. We're in the middle of several pre-trial hearings, and then there is going to be some kind of court-martial trial. Could you set this up for us?
Sure. So we're nearing the end of the pre-trial phase, which has been going on for over a year. It started in the December of 2011 with his first pretrial hearing in Fort Meade, Maryland. And these pretrial hearings have basically set up how the court-martial trial is going to go. With there have been several motions for dismissal from the defense because Bradley's rights have been violated throughout his detention. He was in solitary confinement needlessly. He has been denied his right to a speedy trial. But the judge has dismissed those motions, and they've also had extensive litigation over what type of evidence will be allowed to come out in trial. And his court-martial trial is scheduled for June 3rd, expected to last 8 to 12 weeks. And Bradley has recently submitted a plea to the court, not as a part of any deal with the government, but he has just offered to plead guilty to lesser counts of 10 of the government's offenses and pleading not guilty to the remaining 12. But the government is pursuing all 22 of its counts against Bradley and is therefore seeking a life sentence without parole for Manning. And in giving his plea to the court, he submitted a 10,000-word statement, which he read aloud, as you said, maintaining credibility and taking responsibility for releasing documents to WikiLeaks.
Well, let's just listen to somebody actually snuck a recorder in there. Wasn't a great recording, but I wanted to just give a bit of flavor of that statement that Bradley Manning made that was secretly, covertly recorded. Listen to this.
At first, I did not consider the video very special, as I had viewed countless other war-torn-type videos depicting combat. However, the recorded audio comments by the Bureau of Weapons Team Perth and the second engagement in the video of an unarmed bongo truck troubled me. It was clear to me that the event happened because the Bureau of Weapons Team mistakenly identified Reuters employees as a potential threat and that the people in the bongo truck were merely attempting to assist the wounded. The people in the van were not a threat, but merely good Samaritans.